From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. United Nations aid trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo are still stuck at the Syrian border Friday as officials wait for confirmation that Syrian troops and rebels are committed to upholding the shaky ceasefire agreed to last week. Jans Larke is spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office. He says 40 trucks are waiting at the border between Turkey and Syria until officials receive word that it's safe for the trucks to enter the country.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks, as we heard yesterday, are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for months. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
The United Nations has described the ceasefire as a critical window of opportunity to deliver the supplies to the rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, but rocket fire and shelling in the area on Friday has hindered the truck's movement. The International Criminal Court has said it will start to focus on crimes linked to environmental destruction, the illegal exploitation of natural resources, and unlawful dispossession of land. The UN-backed court, which sits in The Hague, has mostly ruled on cases of genocide and war crimes since it was set up in 2002. Now, in a move widely hailed by land rights activists, the court said Thursday that environmental destruction and land grabs could lead to governments and individuals being prosecuted for crimes against humanity. This is VOA.